أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the institution of Nabuwa, and in that respect looking at the profile of some of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for our guidance. Today I'd like to do a short profile of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. See, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had a son called Midian, who married one of the daughters of Prophet Lut alayhi salam, and Allah granted them lots of children. They settled in a place which was later to be called, they called the name of his son Midian, and then came to be known as Madian. And this town was situated on the outskirts of Hijaz, but within the borders of Syria. Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people of Madian. Now these were business people, but they had one of the characteristics or one of the traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests, which was found in them, was that they were not fair in their dealings. They used to give less for what they had charged. In other words, if I can put it in very basic language, they used to cheat their customers. And they also used to steal. And they thought that this was how they could increase their profits in their business. Now, when Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam told them to serve none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to stop giving wrong measures, giving less, to stop cheating and stealing from people, they made fun of him because they did not want to lose their profits. It's something we've all got to think about. So many times we tend to think that life is based on demand and supply, and therefore if the demand increases, then the supplier is just rightfully able to charge more. We find in this country, for example, on Valentine's Day, the prices of roses just shoot up. Oh, so many examples, so much. Well, this is a similar situation here. Well, he continued preaching to them. They continued mocking him. Incidentally, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam is known as Khatibul Anbiya because his sermons, his lectures, were so beautiful that everybody wanted to hear them. The people of Madian, however, turned a deaf ear, saying he was a liar. One of the miracles that Prophet Shu'aib had was that he had a staff which would lower the height of any mountain so that he could climb it with ease. And it said that it's the same staff that he gave to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, with which Prophet Musa alayhi salam parted the river Nile with Allah's permission. Well, eventually the people of Madian got so fed up of being told this, they let loose dogs on Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam and his followers and threatened to kill them. Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was very, very disappointed. It was a time for him to raise his hands in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for help. Allah sends an earthquake which shook Madian. The whole city was flattened to the ground. It was only Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam and his followers who were saved. Now after that, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent to the town of Aika, which is very near Madian. But there also the people said that he was under a magic spell. Nobody followed his teachings. They too were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had intense heat. For 7 days the heat scorched them. And when they saw a cloud coming towards them, they rushed to take shelter, only to be rained with fire from the heavens. And the people of Aika were no more. It's very important to understand the messages behind each of the profiles that we look at. We've got to look at our lives. Sometimes, when we think we can get away with something, like giving short measure or cheating others, maybe we think that there is no retribution for that. Maybe there may not be an earthquake like that which shook the people of Madian. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us and wishes to wake us up from our apathy, there will be many other earthquakes which will happen. And these will be warnings that will tell us in our lives where we're going wrong. Let's heed the warnings before they come when we learn from these stories. So often we think, well, we don't do such a thing. Maybe we don't cheat like this. Maybe we don't give short measure in business. But what about in our relationships? How many times do we give short measure? How many times do we not fulfill the rights that we are so told to fulfill of everything around us? Our parents, our children, our spouses, our relations, our friends, the community. So much. It all comes under the same heading, giving short measure when we do not fulfill our duties.